What do you make of specifically where things are at with the Broncos? Because they've made a couple more moves even since we talked about them on Tuesday.
Yeah, so the way I view it is, unless something dramatic happens in the draft that really sways this, I think the Broncos are the second best team in the division. So for anybody who might like get on a radio station sometime in the next 60 days and try to claim, here come the Chargers to win the AFC West, or I don't think anyone's saying that about the Raiders. That person would be an idiot. But for anybody who might be saying that, and I'm not saying that they're the best team in the division, look at them on paper. They are already, they have surpassed a team that has had a good quarterback for a number of years in their pecking order, in my opinion. They have the division's best defense, as it sits right now. They have the division's best offensive line, because they did last year, so barring a big change there. They're okay at quarterback, I'm not saying. They're still limited somewhat weapon-wise. It's better than it was. I'm not saying they're the world-beater offense, but the Chargers weren't a world-beater offense last year, and they have a limited weapon base, and their offensive line is worse than Denver's, and their defense is worse than Denver's, and they don't have the pass rushers Denver does. They're better at quarterback, but that can't make up the difference for the Broncos are doing a better job at team building than the other three teams that aren't, or the other two teams in the division that aren't the Chiefs right now in there. Maybe the draft will change my opinion. I'm pretty convinced I'm going to go into like August and September convinced the Broncos are finishing second in this division and making the playoffs.
They're only a game back from the Chargers, who did finish second. So it's not like there's a huge gap for them to make up. Even if you just want to go off of standings last year, it was the Chiefs, of course, and then the Chargers, and then the Broncos by a game. In terms of 1-2-3 in this division, yeah, clearly the Raiders are the worst team and still will be the worst team, I think, heading into the season. Yeah, look, the defense, I told you earlier in the week, I love the two 49ers signings. And then they add Evan Ingram, who had a really nice couple of years there in Jacksonville. The only question with Denver, and where you could say, hey, all right, yes, they had a great offseason, but are they actually the second best team in the division, is your belief that Bo Nix either elevates or, I guess, stays the same, or does he regress? Does he have a sophomore slump?
If he regresses, it's a problem. If he's just the same, I don't think it's a problem at all.
Yeah. And I was looking at their schedule. Of course, there's a lot of common opponents the Chiefs would have, other than the division. They're playing the AFC East, but also, remember, they were a third-place team, so they're playing a third-place schedule. They're not playing a second-place schedule like the Chargers. So the Broncos, other than the obvious teams that they're all playing, they get the Colts this upcoming season, the Texans, the Jags, the Titans. And then they have the same NFC schedule like the Chiefs, right? They're going to play the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Commanders, and the Giants. But it's not a terrible, I mean, if you're just going off of records, they're playing a combined 121-117 from year ago, record-wise.
So they got to face some more winning teams, but part of that is because the division had three
winning
position, teams.
It's all about your belief in Bo Nix, I guess, really is what it is. And in year two of Harbaugh, does the Chargers' offense look better? The issue I have with Harbaugh offensively, he's old school. That's why they brought in Najee Harris. They're going to still, I don't think, ever unleash Justin Herbert. They did for that one Sunday night game. We all watched like, wow. Oh, yeah, I forgot Justin Herbert can still sling the ball pretty darn well. But they're still always going to be more of a run-heavy scheme because that's who Harbaugh is. And I still don't know across a 17-game schedule if that is going to allow you to win the games to put you in position to be a true threat. I understand last year, as we said, divisional standings, they were 11-6. They won 11 games. They won final three games of the season, as a matter of fact.
Versus the best version of a Sean Payton offense is just efficiency. We just murder you with efficiency over and over and over again in the style of Drew Brees. Look, I like Bo Nix is Drew Brees.
I'm more confident, though, that Harbaugh can get the leap forward than I am Sean Payton, who's now heading into, what is it, year three?
I was going back through, but I went back through, and part of the reason I came to this conclusion is what you're talking about with Harbaugh. Harbaugh, even in the year he went to the Super Bowl, right, with the 49ers, they were an okay offense. Like, I'm not saying they were bad or anything. They were fine, right? And so he's never been some elite-minded offensive coach, and it always feels like their plan on offense is, I just hope Justin Herbert's real good. And that never reeks of a team that's, like, competing for a division until you figure out how to, like, utilize him and utilize the weapons around him. He'll be a tough-nosed team. They won't make mistakes. They were so much better defensively last year, but the Broncos were just as good as them defensively. Even despite that, they were just as good as them. They got better. Again, better pass rushers, better linebackers. They had the better offseason than the Chargers. And look, maybe it's way too early. Maybe I should wait for the rest of the draft or whatever day four free agents, five free agents we're looking at now. I'm just convinced that they're the second-best team in the division. And it'd be hard for me to move off of that, truthfully, before the start of the season. It would take some big power play moves or like the draft, just drafting the guys that I love somehow.
Yeah, I mean, if the Chargers pull off, let's say Trey Hendrickson does get traded from Cincy
and he
ends up with the Chargers plus the draft picks that they have, I think that's still another way to change it. They brought back Mike Williams. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was the other move that the Chargers did make. Mike Williams, the wide receiver, room to go with Ladd McConkey. The Chargers draft picks, I'm trying to see how many draft picks that they have. Chargers 2025, not just draft order, but draft picks heading into this and compared to even Denver and all that. And how much can they actually improve the roster the rest of the way? They had a ton of cap space. They added three more comp picks this week.
Crazy.
So they have 10 picks in the draft. Woo! Yeah, so they actually have a good amount of draft picks. Round one, number 22 overall, 1 second round pick, third round pick, and then they have a fourth, a fifth, and then the extra picks
are four
6th-round picks. Now, I'm assuming they're going to use multiple one of those to move up in another round, like move up a little bit closer in round 4 or 3 or something like that. I doubt they're taking 4 6-round selections. That would be pretty stunning.
I mean, good luck. If you can draft like Brett Veach does in the 6th round, you probably do. That's the whole thing with Brett Veach, why I'm like pro him trading down more, is that he does his best work rounds 4 through 7. He does fine work. I'm not complaining about rounds 1 through 3. He does fine there. I don't think he's like drafting poorly there or anything outside of. He's only had 3 or 4 first round picks total.
Yeah,
he does his best works round 4 through 7.
You know, just clearly, though, very, and it helps when you win. Harbaugh got that team to buy in so quickly.
Yeah.
Derwin James, the fact that he like immediately became kind of like the biggest Harbaugh fan, and that's the guy that's been in that organization and had every reason to be skeptical and everything like that. And he was all in, you know, and because they won right away. And I get it. Herbert, we're at the point now where he has to win in the playoffs for people's perception to change. I get it. But also, he is not a bad quarterback or anything like that. Ultimately, for his legacy and everything, he's going to have to start winning the playoffs. But we're just talking about how many wins can you get in the regular season. And
can they compete for second place in the division?
And Justin Herbert, you could do a million times worse in the NFL. We're talking about, you know, the Raiders trading for Geno Smith. We're talking about the Steelers either waiting for Aaron Rodgers or having to start Mason Rudolph or Russell Wilson again. We're talking about the Jets starting Justin Fields. I mean, there's a lot worse quarterback situation. The Cleveland Browns are going with Kenny Pickett or Russell Wilson. I mean, we can just go on and on. There's way worse situations in the NFL for Harbaugh to have to deal with.
He's got one of the, 10 or 15 best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Is there a certain point where
it should be higher, but it hasn't.
Is there a certain point where we start talking about him the way that we do other quarterbacks who have made the playoffs who are really talented that don't win?
Kirk Cousins?
Is it them getting another wide receiver? I mean, even Kirk Cousins, Trevor Lawrence has done more in the playoffs. Obviously, he beat Justin Herbert, but
he's got one win.
Add another wide receiver that's high quality, and then it's Ladd and insert whoever, is that where we start to really judge them more harshly? Is, okay, you've got the defense, you've got the head coach, you've got better weapons than you've had before. At what point do we start judging it? I mean, or is it right now?
They stripped down the roster last year, and then they surprised a lot of people and won 10 games in year one with Harbaugh. And now the thought is, okay, they have full offseason with cap space and all this, and now they can get the roster up to snuff. The thing, if you look at Harbaugh's track record, there's going to be 3 or 4 years of really, really good stuff. And then in year 5 or 6, usually everywhere he leaves like a path of destruction behind. I mean, look at his time in Michigan, obviously. Look, even go back to his time with San Francisco.
Yep.
It's usually great for the first 4 or 5 years. And then he's like, well, I'm out of here. I made a mess. We had some success, and then I'm done. And we're only in year 2 of it. So it's still multiple good years ahead for Harbaugh. Their wide receiver room right now, Mike Williams, Quentin Johnson, who's been a disappointment, Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Their offensive line is legit, though. Offensive line is pretty legit. Rashawn Slater, Zion Johnson, Bozeman's the center, and then Joe Alt's the right tackle.
But again, it's still not as good as Denver's. Denver had the best offensive line in football, I thought, last year. That was part of the reason. If you want to talk about regression, where they could get worse in a hurry, have one injury on the offensive line where Bo Nix might have to like make a quicker decision than he was forced to make or had to make at any particular point.
But they're all still chasing the Chiefs ultimately, right? And that's, you know, I saw yesterday we played the audio, but I saw today there was another national radio host said he's picking the Chargers to win. I'm just amazed that on March 14th, we're already getting people saying the Chargers or whoever are going to win the West. Like, it's fine when the offseason's over if you want to make that prediction that this is the year the Chiefs streak comes to an end. But I just don't know how you can look at a team that's been so dominant, that's going to have the same core pieces back, same head coach, and before you even know the rest of the offseason for any of these teams, you can say, oh yeah, this is the year where they're losing, other than like you're just hoping that you're right this time.
Yeah,
I think that's all it is. Is they're tired of the Chiefs.